Sunday morning, 2:28:21. I have three prophets' corners this morning. The first one is Seasons of the Lord. The old guard leaders are passing away, just like I have revealed to you before. This is essential for the new guard to step in and lead the way. The old guard do not have the same vision. They are finished with their course. They have run their race, and now I am requiring them to pass the baton. Some will remain that rightly discern the time and can step aside, but those who will not, they will pass and go on to their reward. Some will fit into this category. Okay, we're going to go to Numbers chapter 13. The passing of a certain minister that, you know, he finished his course. And he's the type that I don't think would ever step aside. There's just some of them that are so strong, you know. And I don't mean that in a bad way. He was going to press on. He was that type of personality. All right, this is 13 Numbers. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel of every tribe of their fathers, and shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. And I'm not going to name the tribes, but you know the tribes. Verse 17, And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, but what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman and Shishan, tell me, the children of Anak were. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and then they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, You see what the leaders did caused. See what the 10 leaders caused. Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in the wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, Let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt, Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel, and Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. Doesn't it seem like it's the same today? That two people out of all of them got it right. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me, and how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with the pestilence, and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of cloud, and in a pillar by fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering, of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of thy mercy, as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because of those men, he's talking about the leaders here now, which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he hath another spirit with him, hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. And now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I've heard the murmuring of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ear, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye have not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, then will I bring in. They shall know the land which ye have despised. I know there's been some prophecies about the children rising up and a big revival of children being filled with the Spirit. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which you search the land, even 40 days, each year for a year, shall you bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed, and they shall die. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him, by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land, died by the plague before the Lord. So the Lord says some he will take home. They'll get their reward. Others will die out. They're just going about their business as usual, and they'll just die out. Remember, the new wine must go into new bottles. The new cannot go into the old bottles, or all is lost. A little leaven will leaven the whole lump. Out with the old, in with the new. This has nothing to do with age. Not all leaders will die off, but the main influential ones in the church. I'm talking about the influential, those who influence the people in the body of Christ that oppose God's plan, won't step aside, will go on. I've chosen you and those like you because you will not conform, but will allow me to transform you to my ways. This is what we were started off with this about letting go of what we think, letting go of our abilities and our talents and all the we think that we have, and yielding to the Holy Spirit to be used as a vessel of God. Those that are transformed, I can change directions and they will follow. They won't camp out at the Holy Ghost Church where all we do is get filled with the Spirit and have freight train meetings. Or we won't just stop at the other one where all you do is get saved. Or a charismatic move. See, God does bring moves. But we're to flow, we're to ride that wave. But then the Lord's doing something else. You get off that wave and follow, get on the other one. God's never quit moving. It's people. You see denominations all over this world. Everything you can imagine. They built tabernacles over the experience and stopped. Many are of whoever they follow and not of me, even though they say they are of me. Well, you know, I'm Copeland. No, I'm Hagen, you know. Paul said, I'm a Paul. You say, I'm of Paul. I'm of Apollos. He said, God's given the increase here, not Paul, not Apollos. I need leaders that will teach the people to follow me and not them. Many get caught up in growing their ministries and they lose their focus on me. Like, I'm somebody. No, I'm famous now. I can't be bothered with that. Lord told me many years ago, if you'll leave all to tend to the one, I can trust you to tend the many. So many get caught up growing their own ministries, their own name, their own fame, their big buildings and things. Against all odds, Joshua and Caleb follow me. If leaders are seeking me, I'm letting them know my plan. What does that tell you? If they're seeking me, I'm showing them what's going on. What does that tell you? I had someone ask me this week, what was wrong with all the prophets being wrong about the president having a 2-year term? Now, I didn't say, well, the prophets weren't wrong. I didn't say that. I just said, well, it isn't over yet. What does that tell you? The church has become like any other institution that follow the trends. Well, it's all to the purpose-driven life. Every church had their Bible study on the purpose-driven life. I never read the book. I do not follow trends, and neither are my leaders supposed to be doing so. Even my prophets are saying, no, it's not time of Armageddon. Even while we're in the midst of it. I venture to say it doesn't matter whatever you say. It's like we were talking about, would you not? It's like, no, like your friend, no, we got 8 or 10 more years. I'm saying, say what? We're on the brink of destruction right now. We're about to go over the precipice right now. And you say, 8 to 10 years? What's wrong with these people? They've been brainwashed. It's not the time of the beast when they've been under the system all their lives. They will have to be removed out of their places lest they become a hindrance and no longer a help. Leaders lead the people into the plan of God. They cannot become like the leaders of my day. Matthew 23, they sit in Moses' seat but don't do what they do because they say one thing and do another. You can read that. Many sit in Moses' seat today and they're barring the way into the kingdom age. As they resist in my day, they're resisting in your day. Let's just read that. Matthew 23. And to me, it's a blemish on the body of Christ for a prophet to get up and apologize for missing it. Just like Danny and I were talking. How many hundreds of years did they prophesy, the prophets prophesy about Jesus before he came? God doesn't work on January 6th or we got all these dates, January 20th, April or March 4th. God does not work on man's timeline. He works on his own timeline, and this plan, this is God's plan. He has a timeline, and it will unfold as he sees fit. All right. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets and to be called men, Rabbi, Rabbi. Be ye not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Think about that. If all we ever did was just be open to God, who can we help today, Lord? What can I do for you today, Lord? What business would you have me do today, Lord? And whoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. And I'm not saying all these leaders are this way. Some are. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. See, people, they are not discerning the time. So what are they doing? They're barring their people from going in. I mean, this last week I come across that. They're used to listening to ministries that have been around for 100 years and they don't have the right information and they take them verbatim every word they say and they're wrong. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte. When he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whatsoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater the gold of the temple that sanctifieth the gold? Whoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, from whether is greater the gift of the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it and by all things thereon. Whoso shall swear by the temple, sweareth by it, by him that dwelleth therein. He that shall swear by heaven, sweareth by the throne of God and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchre of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up in the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all those things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I'm thinking, Lord, are you weeping again? O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, for I say unto you, you shall not see me. Henceforth till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. You know, Jesus wept over Jerusalem because they missed his day. Well, we're in that day again. All right. Many sit in Moses' seat today, and they're barring the way into this kingdom age. As they resisted in my day, they are resisting in your day. Do not feel discouraged. It has been a lonely place to stand, but you are better off standing alone than running with the crowd. John was a lone voice crying in the wilderness. Early in my ministry, that's what the Lord said. You're like John the Baptist crying in the wilderness. Continue to proclaim that my kingdom is coming. There are many more scattered throughout this nation and the nations of the world that are doing the same thing. Many will be like the children of Israel. They will just go on as normal and just die out. Those that become obstacles and hindrances to the kingdom will have to be removed. Others that are not hindering, but they have finished their race and they're just coming home. Times and seasons, there's entrances and exits. Okay, we're going to look at Ecclesiastes 3 for a minute. To everything there is a season, verse 1. A time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Okay.